Next hour, we will open up the phone lines for you and Glynis McCants. And I'll tell you what we're going to do this hour as we continue talking with her about some things of 2005. And we're really going to get into her thoughts of 2006 as well. I'm going to open up Fast Blasts for you, too. If you have a question for her, we'll be able to use that right off the Fast Blast. So if you have your computer and you're registered for Fast Blast, get ready to fire away, because up next, Glynis McCants. All right, we're back with Glynis McCants. Glynis, what constitutes a toxic number anyway, a combination?
Well, how it works, there are numbers. Since the numbers are 1 through 9, here's what you get when it's a natural match. They fall in three brackets. 1, 5, 7 are the mind numbers, so they're all very cerebral, and they tend to be naturally matched. They're compatible. 2, 4, 8 are business-minded. 3, 6, 9 are creative-minded. That's the breakdown for natural match. When you're dealing with a toxic number, it's a little more complicated. I don't have those numbers sitting in front of me. I could tell you the challenge numbers that we all have. Like, here's an example for you. If you're a 7 life path and perhaps the number 2 came along, a 2 would need to know where you are, what's going on with you, and do you love them constantly? Could that be a problem for your life path?
I don't know. It depends. I'm pretty easygoing.
Well, let's put it, well, then you'd probably go quiet, because how many times can you say it is my point. It is a challenge.
That's true. Then it gets old.
It gets old, and then the little twos feelings could be hurt. That's what it means by a challenge / toxic number. It just means the way you operate. Like, when you're a 7, because it's a very intellectual number or cerebral number, if you were with a 1 or a 5, they'd be like you. They'd be out there doing their job, and then they'd come back and share their wonderful information, and you guys would have this fabulous connection. But it would be on the same plane. That's what I mean. And here's a good example. The 5 needs freedom. They cannot be controlled. If a 5 hooks up with a 2, it's real bad. Now, I have to jump in and say something. The other thing I talked about was Jennifer Aniston last year when she and Brad broke up, and people wanted to know, would Angelina Jolie really be good for him? Do you remember that whole scene?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, here's the deal.
You better say yes, because they're going to get together one way or another.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you exactly what I'll say. Jennifer Aniston has a bunch of 2s in a chart, which is her need to be loved and validated. I said back in January, George, that she, when Friends ended, there was such a void that was just needed to be filled that she looked to her husband and said, please help me fill this. Well, he was emotionally nowhere to be found. In August, when Vanity Fair came out with the interview and Jennifer finally said what happened, those were her words exactly. She said that when Friends ended, she was a little lost because she was so used to that steady job and the love of the world. She reached out to her husband, and he was nowhere to be found. Well, you know where he was? He was emotionally linked to Angelina. He wasn't cheating sexually, but mentally, because they were doing Mr. and Mrs. Smith. That's where his head was. Now, you ask me, are these two good together, Brad and Angelina? The answer, no. Sorry. Chemistry...
So when do you find that out? From the get-go?
I look at the number. Well, here's what I see. Brad is
not, not you, but them. When do they find out?
Oh, well, honey, they're too busy having great sex and good chemistry. That's what's happening right now. They're not looking at it for what it is yet. But here's why I know it. The number 4, which is Brad, he wants that family. He does want the marriage and that whole thing. Angelina has 2 6s in her name, which is her need to be a mother. She's got a 9, which is the humanitarian. That's all true. But a 5, her 5 life path, will not be controlled and cannot stay still for too long. It gets boring for them. And I'm going to give you a famous example. Frank Sinatra and Ava Gardner. Ava was a 5 life path. Frank was a 4. Well, if you know anything about those two, remember how it worked out? They loved each other, but it didn't work. It was volatile. It was difficult. That's what's going to happen here. So here's the other thing. When people say, but gosh, Glynis, he's adopting those kids. Well, aren't those kids lucky? He will be a fabulous father influence no matter what happens with their relationship.
Well, you think so?
Oh, yeah. I think Brad will be great for those kids.
Okay, so even if something happens, they split up, he'll still be good.
He won't drop that ball at all. He will be an active father. It is in his numbers to want to be a parent. It's just, here's what's so ironic. Jennifer's a 2 life path. Brad is a 4. The 5 happens to be toxic to the number 2 and the number 4. Well, she's like a tsunami that came into the marriage. She truly is. So I have a lot of empathy for everyone involved. And you know what's interesting? I mean, I respect Angelina. I think she's a great actress, and I think she's done really some terrific things on this planet.
She's come a long way for herself.
She really has. But guess what she said? Someone asked her, what is love? And she said, love is danger. Well, what could be more dangerous than breaking up America's sweetheart?
Well, that's true. I didn't know that John Voight was her stepfather. I just found that out.
I thought it was her real father.
I thought it was a stepfather. I don't know.
I believe it is her real biological father, and she wrote him off. She let him go.
I know she wrote him off, but I thought it was a stepfather. I'm going to have to check into that now.
Yeah,
so
have someone fast blast
somebody
on that.
Somebody has sent me
everything
that.
I've read says that's her dad.
Okay, James from Rapid City, South Dakota asked, please explain again, because he just caught a portion of it,
okay,
the greed factor of the number 8.
Okay, here's what happens. The 8 life path itself promotes financial prosperity. But if you make money and suddenly, like let's say you go off and you win the lottery, and suddenly that's not enough for you. As a matter of fact, I counseled a guy about 2 months ago, and he didn't tell me anything about him. I was just reading his numbers, and I saw he had the 8 life path. And I said, you know, money's very important to you. You need your financial security. He's like, yes, I do, and I can't get enough. And then he suddenly told me, I won the lottery. I won $8.6 million. And he goes, and darn it, I'm going to win it again. And I thought, are you kidding me? Do you understand how wrong that is? I mean, he should be jumping up and down saying, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. But instead, his 8 says, no, I need more. And here's the problem with that. You're never going to be happy. You'll never be fulfilled. And Lucille Ball pops in my head because remember, I Love Lucy. She was an 8 life path. She was a shrewd businesswoman because the 8 is a business-minded number. But do you know she never felt she could touch enough people? She did not feel she had reached enough of an audience. And when that woman passed away, did everyone mourn her, George? Everyone mourned Lucille Ball. And Lucille Ball is on the air every single day, but she never felt it. And that's what I'm talking about. The 8 just sometimes, and this is the negative side, they have such a hunger they don't even realize they've done really well, and they need to embrace it. Stop and smell the roses. They forget to do that.
That's pretty good advice.
Yeah. I have some others, by the way, for the cycle of 8 that we should be keeping an eye on.
All right.
I was doing some research, and I looked at is he considered the president of Russia? Is that what they call them?
No, you're talking about Putin?
Yeah, Putin.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting enough, I was breaking down his numbers because I was curious about him and what his motivations may be, because people do worry and wonder. He's got numbers that are so similar to Saddam Hussein, you wouldn't believe it. He's got a 7 life path, but he's also got a double 7. And Saddam Hussein had that in his chart. And you know what that means? When I told you the positive side of a 7 is that they believe there's a God and they're humble. The downside is when they are quite sure they are God. They call the shots, and that's what this man is doing.
And that's what makes them dangerous.
More than dangerous, like scary. That's why when you read those articles where they'll say, gee, is the Antichrist coming from Russia? You read those stories because they can feel this scary power. So they have to put a label on it. But when I see 7 and I see the way it's being operated, and what about that poor guy that was poisoned? I'm looking
Which one?
He was put. He's the president of the Ukraine.
Oh, that guy whose face got all marred up.
Yeah,
they gave him dioxin or something.
That's right. His name was Viktor
Yushchenko. Yushchenko.
Well, remember when the election happened? He really had won it, but quote unquote, he didn't. They said he lost, and then they did a recount and a re-election because they just knew it had been stolen out from under him. Well, then he got poisoned, and a lot of people believe that Russia is behind that, meaning Putin's people.
Right.
Well, guess what? I thought to myself, okay, in my studies, when you're born on a 5-day with an 8 life path, there can be all kinds of drama. Well, what greater drama than being poisoned? So sure enough, George, I got his birthday off the internet. He was born on a 5-day, and he's an 8-life path. Victor is.
Now that is intriguing.
It is. And that's. And by the way, since it is the year 2006 and it's the year of 8, this is a very significant time for him. So I would be watching Victor, and I would be watching President Putin in this cycle.
Let's go to a few more of these little messages for you and little fast. Somebody wants to know, what's the difference of using your name compared to your birth date? Why does it matter? That's from David, Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
Did he say, why is it better?
What's the difference?
Okay, here's what I would say. Your birth numbers, you can never touch them. It's like that's what God did. He put you on the planet on those on that day. Your name can always be altered. You got a birth certificate name. You can change your name. And when you change the name, you are putting out a new vibration. So that is the difference.
By the way, everybody's telling me John Voight is indeed Angelina.
You bet. I knew that. Mm-hmm. But
right.
See, she looks like her mother. That's why you'd wonder. She really looks like her mother's last name. It's like Bertrand. Maybe that's her first name. She's this beautiful woman. She was an actress model, and that's where Angelina got it all.
As a matter of fact, I just got a fast blast from a dear friend of John Voight, and he said, yep, that's his biological daughter.
Yeah, right on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why his heart was so broken when she decided to let him go and remove his name from her name.
That's right. She changed her name.
Yeah, legally.
After they were very close at some point.
Then that's right. Well, she felt betrayed when she was involved with Billy Bob Thornton. The father was concerned about her, and she just felt he was kissing and telling. And so she said, I don't want you in my life. You're out.
So can you predict someone's outcome in a trial then, like the Michael Jackson one? Will that work almost all the time?
Well, here's what I would say about that. I can look at someone's numbers and say to you, if there's a bunch of eights in someone's chart and they're up for, insider trading or doing something that's crooked with money, like money laundering, I'm going to raise my eyebrow and say, it's a real good possibility. Okay? But there are sometimes I look at a number and say, there's just no way. As a matter of fact, a lot of people call, like maybe they need a read, they're going through a divorce, they want to pick a day for it to go well for them. You see, they want to pick a date that's compatible to their energy so that they are heard by the judge.
Would you buy a house based on its address?
You bet I would. Yeah, I did. I actually did. Now, in the house that I live in, I had to alter the energy because my home is 556, which adds up to 7. Well, remember I said the downside of a 7 is water trouble?
Yes.
Well, when we moved in, the water heater was broken and had to be replaced, and it was the only thing not on our insurance. What a coincidence. So we had to pay for that, and now we have this one faucet for the outside. It just goes off. We don't know why. We don't know when. It just does. So we always have a little bit too much water floating around this house, which makes me laugh because I knew that was the downside. The upside of a house of 7, it's a house of study. It's got a spiritual energy. It's a really peaceful place to be. So I knew that, and this is what I did for my relationship. I told you the 7 can be a loner. That means you could be in a house of 7, have a partner, and feel alone. I put the number 4 up on the inside of my door to encourage 7 plus 4, which is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. 2, a 2 house, represents love and partnership. And by doing that, it's just made my relationship better with my husband.
You know, as more and more people get interested in this, mm-hmm. what's really the difference then, other than the celestial one that you're going to say, between numerology and astrology?
Well, the first thing I'd say is the speed and the accuracy. If all I need is your first and last name and date of birth, isn't that nice? If it's astrology, I need to know what time were you born? Where were you born? You know, there's a lot more you need. And then I have to look at 12 planets to do a chart. When I do this, I'm looking at your first and last name and date of birth, and I have a whole picture. And then if I want your destiny number, I look at your birth certificate name, the full birth certificate name, to see where you're headed. So it's just much more to the point, efficient right now. I find astrology, if you're a good astrologer, you're going to come up with the same read I do, but not at my pace.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But I do believe those sciences are linked. They're similar.
Do you do this with pets, too?
Yes, I have two pets. I have Jade and Boots. And what's hysterical, the number two is what the energy breaks down to, the way I spelt it. I don't have to touch these cats. They're like this. They never stop purring. It's ridiculous. And when someone comes in the house, they molest everybody who walks in the door. They are so about love. And that is their vibration. And by the way, in my book, because there's so many people who do love their pets, if you have a pet who's nuts, maybe it's a five, who knows what it is, but I say fives can be a bit crazy when they're high energy, you can change the spelling to make it a softer energy. And yes, it does change the pet. By putting, because when you say the name, you are putting out that vibration. And what I did, I gave 30 names per number to let you pick another pet name. And I also describe the characteristics you can expect from that number.
So what is more important, the life path or the name?
For a human being? For a human being, the life path. But for a pet, how many of us don't know when they're born?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, you get a pet at an animal shelter, the best you can do is change the name or come up with a name that's compatible to you. But for a human, a life path. That's the birth numbers, most important.
I wonder if we could run a life path of that president of Iran, the one who's, you know, calling for Israel's destruction, for example.
Well, tell me this. What if someone could give you a date of birth, that would be real helpful.
I don't have that now.
Yeah. Well, I know you've got those fast blasters. I just wondered if they could track down a birthday, because that is how you – that's what's great about this, George. Even though I'm incredibly accurate, if you'll notice, I really do need the numbers to answer the question.
How come, though, in astrology, they need even your birth time?
I have no idea. Let me tell you what turned me off to astrology, for me personally. When I was like 18, 19, trying to look into all this stuff, every man that I cared about, when I did the chart with astrology, it said we were not compatible and that I should not be near them. When I learned numerology, I found out all three men that I wondered about were soulmates to me. They had a soulmate connection. You know how some people think there's only one soulmate out there? That's not true. You can have soulmate connections with more than one person, but it's not always healthy. See, a soulmate can be two things. It's either the person you're so lucky you met or the person who teaches you what you don't want.
What about zip codes, where you live in a zip code area?
Well, the zip code, I mean, to me, being a number...
You don't have much choice about that.
No, exactly. Really.
If you like a house and you go.
Right. But what I want to say is, if you become addicted to the numbers like me, of course I break down all the numbers. But to me, if this is an onion, that's hardly a layer I worry about. I would worry about the city's name. I'd worry about my home address because that's closer to me, right? Like you could live in a state and that's the outside. Then you come to your city, which is getting closer, and then you're in your home or apartment, which is where you live. So those numbers are the most important.
Somebody wants to know that they were of cesarean birth. Does that affect anything?
No, because once you pop out, that's it. I mean, I used to make a joke. I said, if I have a baby, I'll have a C-section before I give birth to a toxic number. I mean, knowing the numbers, I wouldn't want to give birth to someone who's going to challenge me the whole time they're here, right? So that was always my joke. But no, you once you're out, those are your numbers. You bet.
Interesting. All right, Glenna, stay with us. We're going to open up the phone lines and also continue with our Fast Blast questions. Glenna's website is numberslady.com. Her book is called Glenna Has Your Number. If you need to contact me, it's George at coasttocoastam.com. I'll be right back. This program tonight is dedicated to the memory of Art Bell's wife, Ramona Bell, who, as you well know by now, has passed away. Posting is on the Coast to Coast website, of course, with the information coming from Art's dear friend, Whitney Strieber. I had several options tonight to either cancel the show or simply go to open lines. And I just want you to understand that I'm keeping with this format tonight. Art is in very, very, very deep seclusion over this obvious tragedy. Anything more in terms of recognition, open lines and things would probably have hurt him even more in a different way. And I want you to understand that and trust me when I tell you this. So Coast to Coast continues in its regular format tonight. But I do ask you all to offer Art Bell and his family a prayer. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie with our guest tonight, Glynis McCants, and your phone calls. I did get the birth date of the president of Iran, Glynis.
Okay.
And he's a number five.
What else is he? What's the whole birthday?
October 28th, 1956.
1956. Two, three. Well, as we know, I mean, when you study numbers, the number five likes to create unnecessary drama. That sounds good to me.
Unnecessary drama.
Yes, he likes the drama. He likes to, it's like if things were just going smoothly, that wouldn't be amusing to him. That, and again, this goes back to living on the downside. Here, Israel's in trouble. You've got this, the leader, you know, very sick, very ill, and here he is making these threats and horrible statements, right? In this time when he shouldn't be doing that. That is the downside of a five that gets bored and wants to stir the pot. And by the way, it doesn't mean that he potentially can do what he thinks he can. He can put that out there. It doesn't mean he could have victory. He may be set up to learn that he can ultimately become the martyr himself. See, he feels justified in what he says.
Is he dangerous?
Absolutely. Because here's what it is. He's got the number two and five. And when I see that in birth numbers, if you've got duality within yourself, you can always be dangerous. Because his two would say, gee, I want peace. I want it to be okay. And then his five says, no, I don't. I want to see what I can do. What can I provoke? What can I set off? But do I think he's as dangerous as a seven with a God complex? No, I don't. I think when you've got a seven, like Saddam Hussein, like President Putin, when you have the seven and you are playing the God thing, you're even more dangerous. Because you know what sevens are real good at? Mystery. And keeping a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Fives are pretty vocal. They tell you what they think. They tell you what they feel. They're not as good at keeping the secret. You don't always see a seven coming. You always know when a five's coming.
It's just incredible at how these numbers can point out personality, direction, pace. Mm-hmm. Do you get hired by some corporations who need advice?
You bet. I do corporate counseling. When a corporation's in trouble, let's say they're just not getting along, like some of the top people are having a problem, I will come in and explain the dynamics of the relationship. Like, why does the one last life path feel so offended by the sixth life path? I can tell them what it really means, and it just wonders for their understanding of each other. Like, by the time I'm through, they're actually optimistic because they're more respectful of, oh, it's just a number. They no longer take it so personally. Because what causes trouble is when you feel attacked by somebody else for just being you. When I come in, I teach you to understand this is really who this person is. They're not doing it to offend you. They're just being their vibration.
Good
and
point.
It really
now,
makes a difference.
In the research that you did, when you put together your book, Glynis Has Your Number,
yes.
What was the direction you took?
Well, in what way do you mean that?
Well, I mean, you had to start some way, right?
Yes.
So you start telling people about their life, about their numbers, how things will affect them.
Yeah, here's what I would say. The motivation for the book for me, after, because it was originally, I'd say 3,000 or 4,000 readings and back in 95 when I first started to write about my discovery. And what I noticed is if you really understood each other by the numbers, you could have a lot more peace in your relationship. So that was my original motivation. But then I realized when you name a book, when you name a movie, when you move into a home, all of those vibrations really mattered. And that's what inspired me. It was like, I really want people to understand that numerology, not only is it a science of numbers, but that numbers are everywhere. We are affected by it at all times. And when you look at a clock, people talk about that, George, like 11-11. right? We talk about numbers that follow us around. Do you ever see numbers again and again?
Yeah, I'm still seeing them. You know, as you know, I do see the 1111 and the 111. As a matter of fact, this is so weird. I knew you were going to be on the program today very, very early on. And I looked at the clock when I was thinking about doing some more research into you for tonight, and it was 111, 11 seconds. Can you believe that?
That it is amazing. I mean, trust me, here's what happens to me. I'm a three, and I was born on a 3 day. I see 333 almost every single day, and I just crack up. But then sometimes, let's say I do have a conversation with someone in business, and it doesn't go as well as I would hope. I can hang up, and I swear it might say 88. Like 808, and I just laugh to myself and say, how interesting. So I always look at the number to say, what is your message? Like if I saw 111, that's a three, and it's saying you need to communicate. So since you're a seven life path who sometimes internalizes what's going on with you or what you feel, if you were to see 111, you'd want to speak up. It's time to talk about it. And then, of course, 1111 is a spiritual time, and always that's covered in the book when I say numbers follow you around. 1111 means it's the universe is open to what it is you want. What is it you're working towards? What is it that will bring you more peace? You can spend that whole minute meditating on that, and it matters and makes a difference.
All right, let's go to some phone calls. Let's go east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Oh, thank you. Oklahoma City.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Yes, I love your show, and I hope Glynis can just give me an answer of some kind based on my birthday.
Oh, and what's the birthday?
It's February 8th, 1937.
Okay.
But I'm not done.
No, honey, you're not done. That's a young group of people born in 37. It seems to me 1923 I've met some hip and happening people, so I don't believe in that. But what's
well,
the question?
My grandmother was 102. I'm stuck in low gear.
Say it again.
Can't get anything done, can't get anything accomplished, just feel very frustrated.
Now, are you saying that's just started this year, or was that last year?
Oh, no. That's been going on for some time.
Okay. Well, here's what I would say. Because you have a one attitude, you are now going into a personal year cycle of nine, and nine simply means clearing your space for new beginnings. So do you have clutter? Do you have things you're keeping, hanging on to? What are you doing in the house?
Absolutely.
Well, honey, it's time to throw it out. Grab some hefty bags and change your life. Make some room for new beginnings. It will really make a difference this year.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, appreciate you being on the program. Do you travel much, Glynis? Do you make speaking engagements anywhere?
Yes, I do. And I travel, you know, Tony Danza, I'm a regular on his show, which is in New York. So I fly out there like once a month. So I do quite a bit of that. And I certainly travel to teach numerology workshops to people who set them up and are interested in learning more. It's fun to teach. Like I have 500 to 1,000 people, and I'll teach those basic numbers. And you know what I do, George, that's fun? When I do teach the basic life path, I will have all the ones stand up and define them, and they crack up because they can see that in themselves. And then I have the twos all stand up. And when you look at them, they look similar. In a weird way, they look similar. It's interesting.
Can you make a mistake with numerology? And if so, in what direction?
Yeah, here's how you make a mistake. Someone gives me the wrong birthday because they're lying about their age, or I've misspelled their name. That's how the mistakes happen.
But that doesn't sound like real mistakes then.
No. When I have the real information, and I even with the skeptics, the people who say, oh, this is hocus pocus, I don't believe it. When I get through with them, they are blown away. What they'll say is, look, I didn't believe in something like this, but I have to admit that was dead on. Or, gee, I can relate to that. So, no, the basic number definitions are just very strong. And, of course, doing this for 20 years, I'm an excellent interpreter of the vibration. That is my gift.
Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on with us. Hi there.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. Go ahead.
I'm Johnny, and I'm in Wichita.
Hi, Johnny.
And I had a question.
Sure.
How does it affect a person when their two major numbers, their birth date number and the name on their birth certificate, are side by side?
Okay, first of all, give me the date of birth real quick.
11-19-1962, which tends up to be a 3 if I did the math right.
Okay, it is. Oh, no, yeah, it is. Okay, so you're a 3 life path, and what are you saying that your name is?
A two.
Okay, so how do you mean side by side? Do you mean that because a two becomes a three?
Or... Yeah, the two and the three, side
okay.
by side.
That's not how it works, Johnny, just so you know. The number three, when I look at three, I know that that's communication. It means if you had to keep your thoughts to yourself, you'd go crazy. When you get excited about something, it's like the ability to sell the ice cube to the Eskimo. You have that ability. And when you like something, you can see it in your face. Like when you're in a good mood, you get a glow. It's like it could be your smile, it could be your eyes. But if your destiny number's two, it means you have the sensitivity of the woman. You have a gentle spirit, and you really do want peace in your life. So if you attract someone who likes to create trouble, you have to let them go.
Okay, so the birthday is the life?
The life path number comes from breaking down that whole birthday. And if you did your name right and you have a two, that's your destiny, where you're headed. Like
the female part of me.
Well, no, that you have the sensitivity. See, I think we all are the yin and the yang. Everyone's male, female inside. But you are, you know what it is? You're in tune to your own psychic intuition. You can feel truth when you meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay, thanks for being on the program. Next up, let's go to you, Wildcard Line. You're on with Glynis McCants on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, Glynis.
Hi.
Hi. You guys are just wonderful. I've been waiting to get through on this. My question basically is on the master numbers.
Okay, could you just say date of birth real quick?
Okay. It's my day is a 6/2 and a 9.
No, just give me your birthday.
Okay. 6/20/53.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Anyway, my birth names have my middle name is an 11. My last name is a 33. My first name is Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also, I have a lot of ones and nines. I mean, my life path number is an 8.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
There's a lot of ones and nines, and that's a question why.
Okay, so, George, I'll tell you what she's talking about. When you break down a name and each letter has a number, if you see a lot of numbers that repeat themselves, it's called an intensity number. So it means it's something you feel inside yourself. So, Donna, if you do have that, your ones are about you doing something with your life, like moving forward. And the number nine means trying to overcome any issues from the original family, mom or dad.
If
if you didn't feel loved and supported, that scar is with you. And that's what you have to overcome. You have to find a way to get in the moment to be happy. And I want you to know the good news for you. 2006 is an 8. You're an 8 life path. This is your year.
Okay, and one real quick thing about starting a business or filing paperwork this month.
Okay.
Would it be the 7th or the 8th?
Oh, for you? You'd do it on an 8 day. See, here's what's interesting, George. The numbers 2, 4, 8 are considered a natural match, right? So,
right.
So if she picked a day that was the 2nd, the 4th, or the 8th, those are good days for her. That's her pack of numbers. So you would do it on an 8 day, not a 7 day, for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And what about the master numbers?
Well, here's what she's asking. People born the 11th or the 22nd are called master numbers. These are people who are supposed to do something profound with their life. But there are two schools of thought from numerologists. Some believe you keep that number at 11 or 22 when you do a whole breakdown of a name. I'm not one of those people. I believe you should break it down to that one digit, because when you feel the pressure to master your life, it makes it extremely difficult to do so.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, appreciate you being part of the program.
Thank you so much.
Okay, let's go next to our wildcard line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. George?
Yeah.
Yes, my name is Anthony. I'm calling from Alsip, Illinois.
Okay, Anthony.
And before I ask Glynis a question, I just want to let you know that condolences to Art's family, and I lit a candle for Ramona.
Understand. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Glynis, you're such a delight.
Thank you.
You truly are. My question is, I'm born 3/27/1952.
Okay.
And I'm a designer artist, and I've created a line of angelic Christmas ornaments. I've never done this before in my life. This is something new.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of at a quandary here as to how to proceed. Should I proceed? Should I turn it into a business? That kind of thing.
Okay, well, all right. When I look at your numbers, here's what I see. There are numbers that are compatible to themselves. When I said 3, 6, 9, get along, the number 2 falls into that category as well, because 2 tends to love people. You're a 2 life path, which means you care a lot about the people, correct? People in your life,
yes.
And just strangers. If you see someone in pain, you want to help. The idea, you said you've created something with angels. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's your calling. It came through you. You know, sometimes people do something, like when you write a book and people say, God, I wrote it in 6 weeks. It was meant to be. It's like divine intervention. I think that was a gift to you, so you need to use it. And you're not going to fail at it because it's bigger than you, Anthony. There you go.
I needed to hear that. I've been a caregiver for my mom for the past 20 years.
That's what you do. And I hope you do have Glynis as your number, I'm just hoping. And I'm going to tell you, if you do click on the link, numberslady.com,
yes.
And click on Amazon, you get it for 30% off. This book is not here to rob you. It's a book to help you with your life. And you would benefit because you could use your numbers to your advantage.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, George.
How do people, thanks, Anthony. How do people, if their numbers turn out wrong, how do they change that destiny, Glynis? Oh. How do they fix it?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you mean that they're living on the negative side, or do you mean...
Yeah, they're living on the negative side, and maybe because the numbers, I don't know, could the numbers push them, persuade them in that direction?
Well, here's an example, going back to the master number. Hitler had a master number. Charlie Manson had a master number. Well, look what they did with it. Do you see? They took it to the wrong place. Now, I don't know, has Charlie Manson had his breakthrough? I don't think so. But we know what Hitler did, right? So when you say that to me, it's more like you look at your numbers. O.J. Simpson's another example. He's a 9 life path. That is the highest number in numerology. It's like an old soul, and everybody, at least that I knew, adored that man. We all thought he was terrific until the whole nightmare happened. Did he change? I don't know. So that becomes a personal thing, George. People can look at the numbers, see the lessons, and then decide, do I want to change or am I going to stay the course?
All right. Stay with us and stay with Glynis McCants, because we'll be back with her in just a moment for the final hour on Coast to Coast AM.